Here at the NAFB Washington Watch Issues Forum, I'm speaking with Rick Stern, who is chairman of the production committee for the United Soybean Board. First of all, Rick, tell me where you're from.
I'm from Cream Ridge, New Jersey. We farm about 1,400 acres right in central New Jersey. We're basically an hour south of New York City and an hour north of Philadelphia.
Well, one of the things that USB is doing here at this forum was sponsoring a couple speakers to talk about supporting agriculture, especially animal agriculture, in light of a lot of the attacks and things that are happening and groups that are really seem to be bent on making sure that, and some of them even saying they don't want to see animal agriculture exist. How is that issue important to soybean growers?
Well, for soybean farmers, we must first back and stand back and realize that the domestic animal agriculture is our number one consumer for domestically produced soybean meal. They're using over 96% of our soybean meal, and we have to realize that's our number one consumer.
So for those groups to be successful, you would literally potentially wipe out or change the face of agriculture in this country.
Well, it could. If they're successful in the United States and they move animal ag offshore, that means as soybean farmers, we either have to meet the demands of the animal ag to that country where it went to, or protect the animal ag we have here.
So when it looks at, looking at other things that are kind of on the top shelf right now with USB, what are some of the things that are most important to you as a grower and obviously on the board?
Well, really, protecting animal ag is really one of a top shelf or a top area of always a concern. And ever since I've been on the board for the past 7 years, it's been one of our concerns. We've also gone through the concerns of soybean rust, which when that came in, that was really it still is a concern because it still looms, and we're not too sure how it's truly going to react. And the soybean quality is another area we're always concerned, making sure our composition meets either the needs of our domestic users or our international users, and it's another strong concern. And for such as a production committee, which I represent and the chairman of, in our concern, we're really looking at protecting the existing yield that's already there that we have farmers have and trying to control biological and environmental stresses.
Well, thank you very much, Rick, for giving us a little update on United Soybean Board and its efforts right now, especially in the area of animal agriculture production here in the United States. Here at NAFB's Washington Watch Issues Forum, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.